Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, also known as Lil Citrus, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is March 18th, 2024, and we are cruising through March, everyone. Heck, 2024. Couple announcements before we get started. Did you attend SCPC Southern Exposure Conference in Tampa, Florida? It was amazing. Check out last week's Monday episode. We did a full recap. It was 2 hours long. Don't be discouraged, everyone. It's got interviews. It's got fun. We're eating produce. We're drinking juices. And we're promoting all things fresh produce. Let's not forget the first in-person networking event by the Produce Industry Podcast. It was a huge success. We are excited, everyone who joined, and we are looking forward to seeing everybody on the next virtual networking hour that is coming up in April. So stay tuned for that, because on April 18th, we have Neil Galarte of Wild Style Media, who is the editor of the podcast, who's going to talk about digital transformation, video content, and more. I know. I jumped the gun. April 11th, 2024, we'll be heading to Houston, Texas for Viva Fresh's annual showcase. So get ready. We've got a room for the podcast. We're going to be walking the show, and we're going to be trying fresh produce. Now for our featured guest, everyone, and new sponsor, Thanks Dreams. Mary Blackman of Blackman Media Group and a board of director for Thanks Dreams, along with media relations, is here to talk about farm workers awareness. So everyone, let's go ahead and get this episode started. We are going to get my friend Mary Blackman on the line. Let's get her out of the green room, everyone.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
There she is!
Patrick, you make produce fun.
Making produce fun in general, not even again. I don't think it's been fun for years. So I think now it's like, we're making it fun, everyone. That's what we are doing today, or in general, right?
Well, we love it. We love produce. We love what we do. And why not have a great time doing it?
It's true. I mean, I remember not even just my dad or anybody else that's always said, like, you'll never work another day in your life if you love what you do. And I know it's a very old saying, right? Let's be real. It's a very old saying, but it rings year after year, generation after generation, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. It's so true. And, you know, we just keep finding more and more ways to make what we do so enjoyable, meaningful, and these days, especially with Thanks, purposeful.
It's so true. And cause, I always say, like, cause marketing, the way to get behind a product or a brand is really servant leadership too. That's one thing that I talk about a lot in the produce industry. You got to be a servant leader to get to where you want to go. You know, when I met, it's crazy story how I met him. You know, we were doing a fundraiser for the Water for All campaign. And I had a group of people that were traveling to the Dominican Republic to go hiking for Continental Fresh and water and work in the Dominican Republic. And all of a sudden, I saw this donor of $3,200 pop up on our donation list. And it was Thanks Dreams. And I'd never met Martine. And I said, man, I can't wait to thank you one day. I show up to the Dominican Republic. I'm at the airport waiting to get my bag. And who do you think comes up and talks to me?
Martine.
He's like, Patrick. And I'm like, wait, what? You're here? And he was like, I decided at the last minute to come. Let me tell you, we had an amazing time.
No doubt.
Obviously, I connect with a lot of different people on different levels. Him and I hiked for a few hours together. And I could tell you the level of excitement. People were like, what were you guys talking about? High-fiving on the trail, just having a great old time. And when I realized what Thanks was, I didn't know what it was. It really got me thinking, right? Now it's about, are you ready? It says on the website, the human face of sustainability. I mean, if that doesn't say it all, it does. So we got to give a 30,000 at least foot overview of Thanks. Your involvement in Thanks. Now, Mary, you know, you are part of the board of directors. You're in media relations. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with you. But for the listeners out there, they're like, okay, who is Thanks? You know, what is this? Okay. Can you give a little 30,000 foot overview of what the organization does for the industry?
Oh, I'd love to. It is one of the most exciting programs I've ever been involved with, and I think to ever hit the produce industry. It is a groundbreaking social impact program that connects shoppers' personal way with farm workers. So we are featuring farm workers on the product that they picked or packed, and then shoppers can scan the label with the QR code and get a video of the farm worker sharing a bit about their life and their dream. And then just by buying the product, the shopper contributes to their dreams coming true. So Thanks is really focusing on the farm worker, sharing their dreams with consumers, and then making the dreams come true.
Making dreams come true. That's what one of the things that we talked about, Martine and I. We, you know, if you remember about, what was it, maybe a month ago, Martine and I went to a Sam's Club and went and found some product. And
yeah,
he was like, I don't know if it's going to be in here, but we're going to give it a shot, right? Oh, there's some kiwis. We did not see kiwis.
Well, these are now in stores too.
They are?
Yes. So the label is right here. And shoppers scan the labels. And as a matter of fact, we're getting about 700 unique scans a day.
That's
and
cool.
It's amazing. So, and that's just going to keep on growing. So when people scan the QR code, if they have the Thanks app, they'll get this super cool, like video interactive augmented reality video, which is sensational.
That.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen things like this. And you hear from their words, their dreams. So the farm workers are sharing their dreams, whether it might be a stove for the woman to cook hot meals for her children. It might be a room for their kids to sleep in a room versus the living room. It could be a micro entrepreneurial program to help supplement income. The fact is, all these farm workers are sharing their dreams. We are recognizing them, expressing our gratitude for the hard work that they do, because without our farm workers, seriously, where would we be? And we're allowing the shoppers to have this passionate personal connection with the farm workers and the brand that's bringing the food to the public. So it's really a co-branded partnership that Thanks does with the produce companies to recognize their farm workers, share their stories, and draw in new shoppers and more passionate consumers for the brand and farm workers.
That's pretty cool. And I was able to scan those products. What's great about it is, obviously, being in produce, if I'm in the produce department, I see someone looking at certain things, I'm like, hey, did you know what that is? See, and it was funny because I was in Sam's Club, we're shopping as well, and this lady picks it up and she's kind of like looking at it. And I went up to her, I was like, hey, do you know, if you scan it on your phone, you'll see a farm worker. She's like, really?
Yeah, people
it's so,
love it.
Right? It's so crazy. So that same day, I had someone send me a picture on Facebook and said, hey, I ran into you at the store today. Check this out. They sent me a picture of the product that they bought and they said they scanned the label. Those are things to me when you're like, oh my God, it worked. Like,
it does work.
Holy cow. Like, something happened and we weren't just like, here you go. Here's the product.
No.
And they go, oh, okay, whatever. Someone actually scanned it. Like,
well,
it was real.
Patrick, not only are they scanning it, they're actually taking the time to write in emails to the company about the stories and what they want to do, how they want to get more involved, how they care so much about the farm workers, how they're excited about it. In fact, it's been so much so, we've had to create a new division just to handle and to be able to be responsive to all of the great response we're getting. And we are at the tip of the iceberg. This is a whole movement, and it's very groundbreaking because this really has not been done, and it is so needed. So we think it's really important to recognize the farm workers and give them dignity as individuals and share their stories with the public.
I like it. And I always love causes. Anything that has something, that's why I get along with Continental Fresh so well and their water programs with Blue Missions and giving back to farmers. I mean, everything that these companies stand for have to do with produce.
Oh,
that's what I love the most about it. It's not like, oh, hey, we're just giving back to this campaign. No, I mean, how many times, and I'm not dogging any of the other programs, but as produce professionals, we want to give back to what's helping our community, right? So it's like, I don't mind donating to the March of Dimes and Save the Children. I don't. But sometimes, do we really know where that money's going versus Thanks or Blue Missions or some of the ones that are in the industry? Because we know that what Thanks is going towards is providing dreams for farm workers.
It is. And we're changing their lives. I mean, 100%. We are truly improving their lives in a very important way. And we're raising the way that they can live now. So the produce companies that we're partnering with are making this possible because we can't do it without them. About 6 months ago, we started doing a co-brand with produce companies. We wanted to partner with them together so that we could have more farm workers. So for example, we started with Pedregal and with their Red Dragon grapes. We're making 70 farm workers' dreams come true. So Pedregal was our first co-brand partner, and we've been in Sam's nationwide, and that has just been amazing. So we'll be making these farm workers' dreams come true. I'm going along with thanks, of course, to Peru. We're going to be making some of these farm workers' dreams come true. And now we're just making more and more farm workers' dreams come to life. So we're bringing on more produce partners to make more farm workers' dreams come true. And of course, we could always use more, but we're really excited.
We could always use more.
We're excited about Kiwi Kings and Classic Harvest is coming up and SunFed. So we've got a lot of momentum going.
Great. I like the fact that when Martina and I were talking, anybody can join this cause. And that's what I love the most about it. Now, everyone, if you're looking to download the app, that's another one you probably want to do. It's THX! Dreams. It's under the food and drink category. You can't download it on your Mac computer unless you're 11.0 or later. iPhones, tablets, iPod touches. It's for all versions for Google and the Apple Store. Definitely, if you are in the farming community, download the app. Just downloading the app alone will get you at least, it's going to be in your mind. So next time you go to the store, you're going to have the app. You'll go to the store, and then guess what? You'll get to scan the products, and you'll get to see these dreams coming to life right in front of your eyes. And speaking of retail, now, you just mentioned, we're going to talk about this before we cut break. You did mention, I would say, sales companies and or branded companies that are coming on board. How do we get that to the retail location? How do we get retailers involved in this as well?
Well, so far, the retailers that we're talking to have just been very enthusiastic because they love the idea of giving their shoppers another wonderful cause that will engage the shoppers with the store, with the product, and then we are also doing this massive marketing campaign to promote the product to the shoppers. So we're also helping raise awareness to drive more traffic into the retailers. And we welcome more retailers. Right now, well, we have products in Sam's, in Winn-Dixie, in Walmart, and we are looking to do more with them. So far, so good. And when we, mention the 700 scans per day, that's incredible. And again, that's unique. People are then rescanning and watching the videos. And in fact, we've even had some days that had 2,000 scans per day. That wasn't unique, but it's people love it.
Shake and bake. I love it. I love it. That's amazing, though, because a lot of times people put QR codes out and they never get scanned.
No.
I have a lot of people tell me that QR codes are dead. I completely disagree. I completely disagree. Everyone, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back to talk in with Mary Blackman. Stay tuned. Let's get hungry because we got some food coming up for you.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunraise grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from dynamite sponsors creating dynamite content for the produce and supply chain industry. I hope you're hungry, because at Waka Talk, they are serving up dish after dish with proteins and delicious fruits and vegetables, complimented by some of our sponsors. So everyone, today we're talking thanks. Thanks to you. Thanks to me, and thanks to all the farm workers that are picking and packing all the fruits and vegetables that you see at the retail stores. Our featured guest today, Mary Blackman. Let's get her back on the line.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, guess who's back? Back again. Mary's back. Hey, listen, everyone, Mary and I spent, what was it, last week? No, 2 weeks ago, we were together in Tampa. You came up for Southern Exposure, SEPC. I loved having you. Thank you so much for, you know,
what a blast.
Thanks, dream team coming. Gee, that's a dream team.
Well, you know, we're all very excited and passionate. Martine and Raul are just, you know, charging ahead, our fearless leaders. And we are basically just, we're all sharing the same excitement because it's such meaningful, purposeful work. And when you're recognizing people like farm workers who have not been recognized and who are having a chance to share their story and to have a dream come true, because we were partnering with produce companies who care, we're expressing this message and story to shoppers who are getting this personal connection with the brand and the farm worker in new ways. I mean, everybody's winning. It's just a great, feel good and important thing to be doing. And as you know, it's going to be National Farm Workers Awareness Week.
Yeah. So I believe that is the 20th. Let me just check my calendar. The week of the 25th.
It
farm
is.
Farm Workers Awareness Week. And I remember a couple of years ago, I did a podcast on Farm Workers Awareness Week. I don't think it was as meaningful as it would be this year because of my involvement with farm workers now. Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm always involved in the produce supply chain, but when I did that podcast years ago, I was just learning about it. I didn't even know there was a Farm Workers Awareness Week. And there's so many people out there. I mean, even for the citrus company that I work with, you know, so many pickers, packers,
oh my gosh,
labor companies that, I mean, think about the H2A programs. There's so many things that are going on that involve, if you put it this way, if you knew what it took to get this product to your plate, you would be willing to pay $5 for one banana. Like, you'd be willing to pay $20 for a carton of blueberries because, first of all, this, I say this very openly. So my dad had us pick oranges when we were kids, Mary.
Okay.
He said, you know, you're going to start from the bottom. And, you know, if you work yourself up, you do. If not, then you're staying at a certain level. And that's not to say you're never going to get past it. But what it says is, again, if you want to get somewhere, you're going to get to where you're going by going through the process in the supply chain. So my dad was like, if you're going to understand oranges, you're going to pick oranges. And I was like, that sounds horrible. I don't want to do that. And at the time, we lived in Florida and my dad owned his own business. So one summer, he sent my brother and I out and we went and picked oranges. I think I did it for 3 days and I realized very fast this is not what I wanted to do. But I realized the labor-intensive process of it. People don't realize how to pick an orange. You don't just go up to the tree and pick the orange. It won't come off. There's a way. You got to twist and pull. If it's clipped, you cannot just clip it at the top, because then if you throw that in the bag, what does it do, Mary? It's going to puncture the other items. There was so much of a process behind being a laborer in the field. It blew my mind, Mary. It blew my mind.
Patrick, you know, my grandfather actually was a farm worker. One of my grandfathers was a farmer, and my other grandfather was a farm worker. And he actually worked in the California orange groves. And I have his diary, and I've read the diaries of what happened in a day in the life of a farm worker from sunrise to sunset. And I don't know if it's changed that much since then, but all I know is that the farm workers are working such difficult, challenging ways. And when I say challenging, it's just the elements, it's hard work. and I know the produce companies take really good care of them. And especially the ones that we're working with, we're just so excited to have these partnerships to really give those farm workers that extra TLC care and to change their lives. We're actually empowering the brands and the farm workers themselves to have whole new lives. So it's just an exciting way to really appreciate and say thanks to our farm workers.
Yeah. Well, and it gives back. I mean, I remember going back years ago. I mean, this is not even like, 20 years ago. No, this is almost 20 years ago. Jeez, that'd be 14, 15, yeah, 16 years ago. Oh my gosh. Wow. It's just kind of like.
Yeah, the years keep coming.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it anymore. But yeah, I've been experienced in the produce world for about 20 years. And even when I was a kid, I mean, I was picking oranges at 15 years old. I can tell you there was no porta potties out there. There was no water. We had like literally, and as crazy as it sounds, people are going to be like, well, where'd you go to the bathroom? We went in the fields back in those days. Like seriously, if you had to go to the bathroom and you were a farm worker or a laborer, they didn't carry the waters that they used to. We had to bring the water and a brown paper bag of food or a cooler with us, right? This is 20 years ago though. And there were a lot of different laws put in place, right? There's got to be covering now. There's got to be water provided. There has to be toilets provided.
Right. I mean, and the produce companies are doing a lot to help.
Oh, 100%.
They really are. They're really rallying and doing the right things, and that's great. And then this is taking it one step further by creating a social impact program and by putting a human face on sustainability.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's what I like about it, the human face of sustainability. It's not about just your packaging. It's not about the water. It's not about the food. What is the most important part of any business?
What is it? The people, of course.
Your people. I mean, without people, you have one entrepreneur doing everything. You need people to run your business. You need people to talk about your business. You need people to pick that fruit for your business. That's what I think. And it's always been said. So moving to the grocery stores, you mentioned some grocery stores earlier.
I did. Yeah.
Funny because I just got this report in the other day, and everyone stay tuned because I'll be doing a whole podcast about it. And you're probably like, no, don't do it. But I'm going to. This report that I have, it talks about the best grocery stores in the U.S. And a lot of these, some of them I know, right, Mary? But then some of them I'm like, huh. So if you go through this, I'm going to mention a couple of them who also need this. You know, Trader Joe's, top on the list. Sprouts, top on the list. Whole Foods, top on the list. Mom's Organic Market was actually like number 4, which I've never even heard of Mom's Organic Market at all. Have you? Have you heard of Mom's Organic Market?
No, I haven't.
That's an interesting one. Wegmans we've heard of. Stu Leonard's we've heard of. Jungle Gyms. And then there was Mitsuwa Marketplace. It's a Japanese supermarket. These are all supermarkets that are making the list of grocery stores, like your best grocery stores in the U.S. So why did I say all that? Because the grocery stores that you mentioned, Thanks was not in there. So guess what? This is where we need to start improving everyone in the industry. So if you are a retail outlet out there, start to think about how you're giving back. Start to think about which departments you're giving back with, because there's many departments in the stores, right?
Yeah.
But where are you giving back? How are you creating the charity events? And this leads you to bring in consumers, retailers, because you could have a thanks day at your retail location.
Ooh.
Dedicating a day to farm workers. And then for every package purchased could be a coupon or part of their loyalty program that's given back. So if they come to to that day, they get to meet a farm worker. And then once they scan that barcode, guess what, Mary? We could put in there a coupon for grapes or for kiwis or things like that, promoting more produce consumption. So retailers, hope you're listening. Reach out to our people at Thanks, because they're going to make dreams happen.
Yay! Yeah, I love it. And Patrick, can I speak to the dreams just for a second?
Absolutely.
If you go to the website, thanksdreams.com, you will see farm workers sharing their dreams, or follow them on the Instagram at thanksdreams. But fact is, these dreams are so moving. They're amazing. Like one worker has been there for 35 years. His dream is to get an oven for his wife. She has arthritis in her legs and she's unable to work anymore. So he wants to get her an oven so she can bake cakes and sell them. Other people, like this young man has been working, I believe he's at Fruveg, but he wants to have a table so that when his family comes to visit him, he has a place to like gather and have a meal with his family. You can watch these dreams and all these amazing videos. It's just so important and it's so moving, and you just feel for these people and you want to help them and they're so grateful. So we're making these dreams come true. And this is what is on the videos when you scan the QR code. These are the moving stories that shoppers are engaging with and that we're all helping by being together and helping make these farm workers' dreams come true through the produce.
I love it. And what better way to represent our industry by celebrating people in our industry? That's it, because we say this a lot. I tell this to a lot of people. We're fortunate to be in, you know, marketing and media and the C-suite level. We've taken 20 plus years to get there, right, Mary? We're entrepreneurs. Yeah. So great to give to the community, because I always laugh when people talk about the totem pole, right? Oh, you're here on the totem pole versus here. But people, you have to have a foundation, and the people that are at the bottom, or so you think they're at the bottom, these people are the foundation of our industry. They are not the bottom. They are the people that are putting us on their shoulders, allowing us to sell, allowing us to market, allowing us to communicate. So why not celebrate and give them their dreams and thank them for all the work that they're doing? Because we're in produce. Not everybody calls us and says, hey, great load of citrus you sold to us. No, they're like, hey, give me the next order. This is what's going on. And a lot of times they don't think about that behind the scenes. The same thing, and we don't need to get into it, but the same thing with food safety back in the days. Mm-hmm. Not too many people were, oh, forget about it. We don't need that. Now it's really big. And now we need to celebrate the people that are behind the scenes that are making these things happen and moving our industry along. Because like I just told you about 5 minutes ago, you're not going to get me out in an orange grove picking oranges for 50, 60 hours a week. I learned very fast that they have these really big banana spiders inside of the orange groves that freak me out. They got this little banana-looking shaped body, and their legs are as big as my hand. So like, I'm out. Like, I am just totally out. So I thank these farm workers for doing the job that I say I can't do. I love it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's about time to recognize them. And so far, so good. So as we're making the dreams come true, just so you know, we are having it party audited, just for the people who might need to see that, of course. So that's something that we're doing as well. But we are just starting and it's going so great. And we know that we have so much more to do, but we're really welcoming partners who share our passion, share our interests, and want to be a part of it. So we welcome everybody. So email us, okay? Email us, call us, visit, anything you want to do. We're excited to hear about it.
Yeah, I think the best way for everybody to get in touch with Thanks Dreams is check out their website, thanksdreams.com. Go to that contact page, submit right on the contact page. That is the best way to get a hold of the Thanks teams. One thing I got to tell you, when Raul came up to me, I had no idea who he was at first because I had so many people coming up to me, and I got like 5 hugs from Raul, and I was like, who is this guy? I was like, this guy loves me. But then once I realized it, it's like we had a connection together, right? And then for the rest of the time at SCPC, every time we saw each other, we were saying hi and talking with each other. I loved that Thanks was a sponsor of the yacht party as well. We had these awesome lanyards and awesome badges that we had. I hope you kept one. Seriously.
I totally did.
You better have.
I'm hanging on my bedroom door.
It better be. I'm telling you. If not, you're going to get one in the mail. Like
I've got one.
I've got like 20. Some people left them on the tables, which I was totally okay with. It's okay, right? People throw things, but they don't want extra stuff.
Well, mine's a memento.
Mine is too. That was my first event that I've ever put on. So it was special to me. And what was more special about it is that the sponsors who were involved were companies that I just have so much of a personal connection with.
Well, Thanks loves you, Patrick. Everyone is very excited about all the great work you're doing. We are championing you and we are so appreciative of all the time that you've given us. So thank you for that. Or should we say thanks?
Thanks.
Thanks.
No pun intended, but thanks. Well, listen, as we start to wrap up the show,
Yeah.
What else would you like our listeners to know about Thanks or any upcoming things that are going on? I mean, if not, we're going to close the show. But what else is out there that we can let them know about?
Well, we're really excited about these partnerships that are about to hit retailers across different markets of the U.S. We are launching this wonderful program with Classic Harvest. We're excited about that. We're going to have one coming down the pike with SunFed. Right now, we can also be found with Fruveg, which is in Winn-Dixie's. And we have currently Pedregal Red Dragon grapes in Sam's nationwide. We're also in Walmart's, but we really would love to have more participation so that we can do more good in the world. But we're going to be doing a lot of great things and just stay on top of what's happening with us. So we're here for you and we're excited about it.
I love it. I say it more and more. I use the word love all the time. You know what's funny is my Facebook page, when I first started, is like, what are you about? And I was like, love.
Isn't
right?
That
great? I've never changed it, but love conquers all, everyone. Misery needs company, right? Misery needs company, but love conquers all. Okay. I have to quote my therapist on that one. She gave that to me a long time ago and I'm still using it. But think about it. Love conquers all. And Thanks is all about love. It's all about making dreams come true. And again, ready? That's what I love about this team and this concept. So,
me too.
Mary, thank you for coming on the show today.
Appreciate you. It's always great to see you, Patrick. I look forward to seeing you at the next show.
The next one, we don't know where or, you know, I always say, like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Like, where in the world is Patrick Kelly? Well, stay tuned. You'll find out. I only go to about 8 to 10 shows a year only, but those are not all produce shows, Mary. I go to a lot of different shows, marketing shows, podcasting shows, and things like that. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you being part of the Thanks Dreams team. And with Martine, Raul, our friendly girl, Kate, the Apple girl, which I extremely love. Oh my God.
Love her.
I love Kate. She was on the podcast as well. And I think that just a dynamic team to represent Thanks and what's happening in the industry. So I appreciate you coming on. And as I say, we'll see you in the fields and
I'll
on the horizon.
I'll see you there.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.